This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Christian Democratic Party leader Fred Nile has introduced a bill to New South Wales Parliament that would allow and protect discrimination against LGBTI people. The Anti-Discrimination Amendment Bill seeks to amend the law so that individuals and certain bodies are protected from discrimination on the basis of their religious beliefs and activities. It would allow businesses such as florists, bakers, and motels to refuse service to same-sex couples on the basis of religion. National Senator Barry O'Sullivan has been criticised for making disrespectful comments about trans people in Parliament last week, interrupting a discussion about the implementation of the federal government's 2013 sex and gender recognition guidelines. O'Sullivan asked if he could go into the ladies' Lulu if he declared himself a woman. Green Senator Janet Rice responded that the government's guidelines include sensitivity training around gender diversity and called O'Sullivan's comments ignorant. Victorian sex worker organisation Vixen Collective has welcomed an announcement from the state Liberal Party that it will not be supporting the Nordic model of criminalising sex work. Victorian opposition leader Matthew Guy said the Liberal Nationals had no plans to adopt the Nordic model for the policing of sex work in Victoria. Sex workers and peer organisations around Australia, as well as internationally, oppose Nordic model laws, which criminalise sex work by making it illegal to be a client of a sex worker. Married trans and gender diverse people in Victoria and New South Wales will soon be able to legally change their sex without being forced to divorce. Victoria passed legislation on Tuesday night that will allow married people to correct the sex on their birth certificate, and New South Wales introduced similar legislation earlier that week. LGBTI advocates have welcomed the moves to end forced divorce and called for other states to follow suit. Liberal National Party MP Jared Blay has been skewered on social media after tweeting a complaint that he was asked about his gender. He wrote, "I just phoned MyGov to change my address and was asked, is it okay to identify you as a male? This political correctness BS has gone way too far." His complaint has been thoroughly ridiculed, with a few people suggesting the exchange never happened and others making fun of the Queensland MP's response. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. A new US documentary will explore the life of a Division I football player who fears coming out. According to USA Today, the anonymous player says he's worried he'll miss out on a shot in the NFL if he makes his sexuality public, and that others in the game will see him as inferior. The new David McFarlane doco called Alone in the Game will premiere on AT&T Audience Network on June 28 after appearing in film festivals during Pride Month.
The power of homophobia doesn't just hurt gays and lesbians and transgender individuals. It hurts all of us. What if the next LeBron James is even better? He might be gay. Are we going to miss out on seeing a great athlete because of homophobia? I sure hope not.
This week's French Open in Paris will have three openly gay female players in the main draw. Belgium's 46th-ranked Alison van Uytvanck was scheduled to play Isabel Wallace in the Roland Garros field. 97th-ranked Joanna Larsson of Sweden was up against Bethany Mattek-Sands. And 134th-ranked Dutch player Rachelle Hoogenkamp made the main draw by winning a qualifying match last Friday. There are still currently no openly gay men on the pro tour. Queer football fans have been strongly warned by the Football Supporters Federation not to publicly display affection at the World Cup in Russia. The federation posted that fans should not hold hands in public or let trans friends go to the toilet alone, as they need to act cautiously in countries that aren't as tolerant as the UK. Visitors have been encouraged to judge situations on a case-by-case basis, as the safety assurances given by Russia's equality officer are not guaranteed. And finally, trans advocate and Victorian Young Aussie of the Year Georgie Stone has been named as the Pride Ambassador for the upcoming AFL Pride match. Stone has been a St Kilda fan her entire life and says she's happy her side supports diversity in the LGBTI community by playing in the annual game against the Swans. The third home and away Pride match will be on Saturday, June 9 at Etihad Stadium, with $1 from each Pride Pass and merchandise sale going towards LGBTI youth organisation Minus 18. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.